Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now here at our table, our good buddy Brian Billick, the Super Bowl winning head coach for the Ravens, now working for the NFL Network with our friends from SeatGeek. How you been, my friend?
Doing great. I'm one of the old faces you talked about.
Well, it's new faces, old friends.
There you go.
Not old faces.
No,
yeah.
No, I qualify for both.
So you, we were just sitting here talking about the weather because you said you got a cabin up in northern Minnesota.
Yeah. We got a caretaker up there. The weather's, we were just talking about, can you imagine if this year was the Minneapolis Super Bowl?
Right.
I mean, it was cold last year.
Right.
But this year, people would just freak.
Would it be fair? Because I know people would love to see the big franchise in Lambeau Field and all that as a Super Bowl. How would you even prepare for that as a coach?
You can't. I mean, you would love to see that. I mean, just to have a Super in Lambeau Field and the history of Green Bay. But, I mean, you don't want the game, and I can't imagine what it will be this Sunday in Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you might hit it and get lucky, and it's one of those 20-degree days, and it'd be fine. But you really don't want to play the Super Bowl if it could be one of those – just bone chilly. I mean, that's not the kind of game we want to see played.
Right.
Which is not fair because it would be great to have it in a tradition like Lambeau Field and Green Bay, but it's just that's not going to happen.
Talk about the season that was for the Packers. You've seen a coaching change, Mike McCarthy out, Matt LaFleur in. He's just about ready to complete his staff, he says, today. Now it's all about rebuilding, restructuring, and kind of moving forward.
It is, and that's the natural evolution of an NFL team. You see it all the time. Bill Walsh was a big believer in 10 years was about the max that you could really go as a coach. We know Mike McCarthy is a phenomenal coach, but there's a natural evolution, and sometimes change has to happen just because it changed. And now we'll see. When you begin with an Aaron Rodgers, that's a hell of an advantage. That's a great place to start with in terms of the franchise and whatever changes that you're going to make to try to capitalize on the fact that you have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But it is going to be a change, and you know, it could have happened in a year, sure. You know, and they've hired a guy, they've gone on the way of the Sean McVay, we're going to hire one of these brilliant young quarterback gurus, and not that you need a guy in there to mentor, you know, Aaron Rodgers, but okay, what are you going to wrap around it? And obviously there I'm sure there will be we're not rebuilding, we're retooling, and the expectations, and as they should be with Aaron Rodgers, your quarterback going to be very high from day one.
Let me ask you this: we're here on Radio Row, and over the last say week leading up to this, and since I've been here, we were talking about coaching and the changes in coaching, and your name comes up. How come the NFL? Because most of the guys said, "Hey, if there was ever a coach that I thought would come back, it would have been you," and not to say that teams didn't want you. It's just that teams, when Mike Tomlin was hired and Sean Payton was hired and Mike McCarthy was hired, you all of a sudden saw a shift.
Sure.
You're trying to find the next up-and-coming assistant. You know what I mean? So now you've seen that shift. Does it ever go back to the guy that's got the experience?
Sure, it goes in cycles, whether it's NFL guys versus college guys, defensive guys versus offensive guys. I mean, it goes in cycles. We're clearly in a cycle. The difference, the main difference between when I was coaching now, and it was starting to change, but it's full-blown now. It's a GM's league. It's a little like the NBA, where the general manager really is the power, the guy that picks the players and the cap and the whole nine yards, and the coach, what they're looking for now. And when I say this, some people think I'm being disrespectful for the coaches and the abilities. No, not at all. And they will grow and evolve to it. But what they're looking for right now, the mentality, is the general manager, look, you don't worry about the cap. Don't worry about person. You just worry. Don't worry about anything. We're going to lock you in the room. We're going to feed you your meals under the door. Come up with these genius game plans, and you come out, and that's how we're going to win. And that's where we are right now, and with these young guys, and it's great. They're getting an opportunity, as is typical in the NFL. It's probably about a 20-80 split, 20% succeed, 80% fail. So by the sheer odds and the numbers and conventional thinking, some of these young guys are not going to do as well. And then once that continues on, then we'll see another shift in some other direction.
How close were you to coming back at any point since you've kind of stepped away from
that? Early on, there were a couple, you know, the hard thing for me, because I'm very thankful for the time that I did have. One of the problems was I had a pretty good first marriage in Baltimore with Ozzie Newsome.
Right.
Not that I had all the answers, but I kind of knew what it looked like. And I committed to myself that I wasn't going to come back in unless I knew it was a good fit. Not that it guaranteed you could win. There are no guarantees there. But it could be a good fit, that it was going to be a partnership. And that right situation never really presented itself, and I wasn't going to make the mistake of coming back in just for the sake of coming back in.
Which I understand. You don't want to steal somebody's money and tarnish your own image.
Exactly right. And knowing from the get-go that you had the conversations that I had, there were two really substantial conversations that at the end of the day I realized, you know what, as much as I would like to, this isn't going to be a good fit.
When you got the gig in Baltimore, you also had some good coaches around you.
Very
Matt LaFleur is taking this over and keeping Mike Pettine. He's a guy that's been a head coach. He said today he can lean on him. How much do you expect out of veteran coaches when you're a younger coach coming
sure.
in to say, I got to go look to this guy to say, what do I do?
Not only because of what Mike is. Mike was on my staff in
right.
Baltimore. The fact that he's been a head coach all but a short time,
yeah.
he has a better understanding of kind of what this is about. Matt LaFleur, I will tell you this, firsthand knowledge. You work your entire professional life. You want to get the job. You prepare yourself for the interview and what you do, and you form your strategies and tactics in terms of the way you're going to approach it. And then you get the job, and you sit down, and you realize, holy mackerel, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. You know, it's just overwhelming. Well, you got to do
yeah.
this, you got to do that. And it's an on-the-job training. And Matt LaFleur will go through that. And to be able to lean on certain people, I kept Marvin Lewis, who was the defensive coordinator in Baltimore when I got there. I kept him, just like LaFleur is keeping Mike Pettine. And the reason I did is because, and I didn't know Marvin. But of all, and we had played Baltimore, and with that magical 98 team and Randy Moss and
yeah.
Randall Cunningham and all that, they did as good a job or better than anybody we played all year long defensively. And that's what led me to keeping Marvin. Now, I surrounded him with some pretty strong personalities.
Uh-huh.
Rex Ryan,
right.
Jack Del Rio, Mike Smith, all guys that went on to become head coaches, mm-hmm. and had very strong personalities. And I would think Marvin would tell you that he learned from that. It was a good experience. Not easy. But, yeah, it's all about putting together that good staff. With the balance, everybody's got to bring something to the table. You don't want all of – you got to have a diverse staff and diversity in a lot of ways. And you got to have that balance.
Before I get into anything else, tell me what it was like at the dinner table with all of those personalities.
Oh,
because that's like one of those jokes where you say they're all sitting at Thanksgiving, and
yeah.
and then who beats the hell out of who with turkey leg?
Those teams had a lot of personalities.
Yes, they did.
You know, a lot of characters, from Saragusa to Shannon Sharp to yeah, I mean, on and on and on. But that was a strong staff, and it was great because everybody brought something to the table, a lot of strength. But at the end of the day, and I give them credit, they also knew that, okay, everybody had their say. But at the end of the day, you know, this guy has the final say, and you're going to get in lockstep with it, and they did just that.
So you're here today with our compliments from SeatGeek, which we talk about all the time when we have you on the program. Go to SeatGeek.com, and you can enter right now for all kinds of different stuff, for some Super Bowl tickets.
Sure.
Correct? They use your promo code?
Actually, the promo code is SB300.
That's SB300, okay. $300 it was always Billick, so
well, yeah,
they
but
got
now,
bigger now.
But we're stepping up now, and it was only $20. Now it's $300, SB300. And anybody, it's funny, whether you're in the market for tickets or not, get the SeatGeek app, because as you know, here in Super Bowl, it's all about when do you buy the tickets.
Right.
The trending of the prices, they're up over almost to $6,000 right now. In fact, you want to get a good deal? If you're a Patriot fan, buy a ticket on the Rams side, because the pricing's better right now.
Right.
But you go, and every transaction is guaranteed, but you can see the ebb and flow of the pricing. And what's a good buy, what's not a good buy. So certainly if you're in the market for tickets, you got to go to SeatGeek.com. But even if you're not, go check it out and recognize the information you're getting. It's kind of fun to watch.
We talk about injuries, shoulder injuries, collarbone injuries, obviously. I know for a while you guys have tried to get into Green Bay with the X-Tech pads. There's been resistance. Rumor has it that Davante Adams had almost commit a cardinal sin just by trying to get the X-Tech shoulder pads in there, and had a chance to hear some things through the grapevine that he's
yeah.
thankfully did by some people there. Are you in?
Yes. Yeah, we're in all 32 teams. We and into this game. We got.
Are you in comfortably, or are you in with and met with resistance?
Well, no, it's I the fact that we're in. I think once the players are aware and see this pad, because it is the next level in protection, and with the XRD technology and the innovations and the way we're doing it, this is the pads players should have. And as soon as we get in and we have a player and the players see it and see how much the other players love it, then it just grows. So, you know, we're in Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, all the way down to the high school level. My grandsons decide to play football, they're going to be in X-Tech pads, I promise you. But now that we're in all 32 teams, I guarantee you once the players in Green Bay see the benefits of these pads, it will grow.
I still go back to watching Urban Meyer's face when Bob did the demonstration.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
And Urban Meyer didn't blink. He just said, give them. Right. We got it. There, bring them in.
Yeah, and yeah. And Urban's brilliant, but he's got the attention span of a three-year-old. I mean, he just – and I could tell he was, okay, what am I looking here? And the minute he saw that demonstration,
it's eye-opening.
He literally stepped away, and I thought, okay, well, we've lost Urban. No, he gets his phone out, calls his equipment guy, and says, I want these pads.
Right. Yeah, it was amazing. I watched that on the floor last year in the middle of Radio Row at Super Bowl last year in Minneapolis. Yeah. I remember when they smashed the hand, and we said, there you go, you're a
believer. Gotta have
it. It is always a pleasure. Great
Very
to
good.
Talk to you, okay?
Very good.
Hey, real quick, prediction?
You know what? I grew up in L.A. I'm a huge Rams fan. I got a lot of my coaches that are on that staff.
Okay.
Everything about this matchup says the Rams. Patriots are going to win.
I like the fact that Wade Phillips walks out with a phone last night and he's videotaping everybody else. All the players, they're like business. You know, those like mug shots. But everybody else with him,
it's hard to pick against Brady and Belichick. Every time I do, I'm wrong. So
fantastic stuff, Brian. Appreciate you stopping by, pal.
All right,
okay,
man.
There you go. Brian Billick, the Super Bowl winning coach for the Baltimore Ravens, also with X-Tech Pads, also with SeatGeek, and also with the NFL Network, joining us for a couple of minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.